I don't really like to drink. I to be honest, I don't
you
drink at all.
Though, bro.
You're so dumb.
New York City, I'm Trevor Wallace. I will be there for one show, very small, very intimate, last minute show, working on some new shit, September 29th at City Winery in the Loft Room. It only holds like 160, super packed in, September 29th. Just added Kansas City, KCMO, October 13th through the 14th, Friday, Saturday, four shows, pretty small club, should sell out pretty quick. I'm stoked to come fuck around and get ready for Australia. Bitch, I'm going down under. And I'm packing that thunder. Melbourne, Australia, October 25th. Brisbane, October 27th. Sydney, October 28th. And Perth, October 30th. Trevor Wallace live in Australia. Four cities, five nights. I don't know if that makes sense. You know what I mean. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. Michael Blaustein is going to be yelling about feet this weekend, this Saturday at the Libero Theater in Santa Barbara, California. His Denver special is sold out. He's going to be in Nashville October 5th through the 7th, baby, at Zany's Phenomenal Club. Go see him. Stamford, Connecticut, sold out. This is Michael Blaustein. He's going to be at Philadelphia Parks Theater in Pennsylvania? Motherfuckers got Amish out there. Bro, he's doing a casino. I'm so proud of my boy. Low tickets October 20th. October 21st, the Wilbur. First show sold out. Second show, low tickets. You don't understand, guys. That's the Wilbur. The Wilbur Theater. It's fucking massive. It's like 12,000, 1,200. It's one of those. Houston, Texas. He's going to be there October 27th through the 29th while I'm being down fucking under. Then he's going to be in Salt Lake City. Those initials are SLUT. November 3rd through the 5th. And you can find all that blaucomedy.com. Go see Trevor. Go see Michael. We're on tour. Go to my website, trevorwallscomedy.com or blaucomedy.com. We love you. Thank you for supporting the podcast. This is a single man podcast now. What did you ask for?
Lotion.
Do we have lotion at the Stitch Socks podcast? I know,
that was the stupidest question. I wasn't even trying to be funny.
Here's the thing.
It's just I saw your...
A trash can?
Well, I don't... What is that area that you have?
Common guests? Room. You're so rich. You haven't been to an office in like 20 years.
I haven't.
Like, what is this community?
What is that area over there?
Is this a soup
there?
Kitchen?
Yeah, yeah.
Common area.
Common area. So you have a common area over here, and your garbage is overflowing.
It's full.
You know, we work hard here.
You know your garbage is full is when you go to put something on the garbage, you're balancing it.
Yeah, but
you're
what?
Like, I'm balancing but it
because
I don't
like,
want it to
you're
fall
playing like
down.
Django
but,
with
but
the
yeah,
90%
yeah, yeah, yeah. of the trash can. This part, the bottom part fills up in maybe an hour.
Yeah,
but
what
the
is
top,
that?
That top area,
yeah.
you can go 2 weeks just delicately putting on.
Oh, yeah.
There's like the Kit Kat wrappers on top of a Celsius bottle. And it's art.
Yeah.
After a certain point.
It is. It's modern art.
But what it is like, you can't throw away. It's like people who do laundry when it's not past the brim.
Yes, exactly.
Do you do your own laundry? There's no
way you don't.
No, I don't.
I think
Rich House.
You know what I mean? I think you're a guy who takes off a white t-shirt and throws it outside. You go, for the birds. I don't even know if you have birds where you live.
I don't have birds.
But, I mean, who was it? Eddie Griffin has new shoes every show? Are you, what's
that's
your rider?
That's so funny.
Is your rider
I don't have
crazy?
A rider. I do.
No
I
rider?
Have a rider, but it's so like... Like, there's nothing like...
One hibachi chef? What are we talking?
No,
two
no, I don't.
Rolexes?
My rider is really like just... I like to just have coffee.
Okay.
But
and I have to have a special
me?
Water.
What's the water?
What's the special? Yeah, yeah.
It's pH. It's called pH.
Okay.
Perfect hydration.
If you said like Arrowhead, I'd be like, you're not a real person.
Yeah.
Oh, Dasani.
Yeah. So it's just those
room
two things.
Dasani,
I don't care about fruits, vegetables. I don't care anything about that. I don't care about... Alcohol, no alcohol. I don't need any of that.
Let me ask you a
but
real
I
question.
Need t-shirts, brand new t-shirts.
Nice.
And
certain
I have
brand,
to have them.
How many?
What size are you?
I like
it's,
this.
Okay,
this is
so
me
it's
too.
James Purse 3, right? Size 3.
Okay.
Crew, and it's the Japanese cotton.
I love that. You're just a man who knows. I don't even think that's because of your status. You're just a, how old are you?
I'm 52.
That's just a 52. You're like, I know it feels good on my body.
Yes.
I know what I want.
And I know it looks good.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I know when I go on stage, it's perfect.
You don't
and
need
I,
a shirt. It's a Supreme that wraps around. It's like,
no.
It's just comfortable.
Yeah. It's comfortable.
Is this the t-shirt that you generally get?
Yeah.
Can I feel it?
No, you'll love it. You'll buy it tonight. You'll.
Oh, shit.
No, you
nice.
Will. You will.
Shit. Let me get it.
It's
it
no
feels
joke.
Like my mother's tits.
Yeah. And would you? And no bullshit, it's made from your mother's tits.
What? Are
yeah.
you serious?
It said it on yep. the. Yeah, I saw it.
So it's imported.
It's imported.
She's in like North Carolina, I believe.
Yeah. North Cackalack is what they call it.
That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, they call it North Cackalack nice. Cotton.
God, that's so
sounds great.
I know.
So, did you ever go through a phase where it was super flexy and you're on stage and you're wearing Versace? Because comedy's never been super outright flexy.
I'm the first one.
Really?
I believe so. You can check my receipts.
Hold on, the first
but
one.
I was always the one with Prada and Gucci and.
Oh, but was it subtle?
I was the one. Like always subtle, always subtle.
Okay, that's what I feel like. It's like subtle. It never always. Like,
I never
like
flex it big. Yeah, but yeah. I'm the first one with Supreme out. All that. Yeah,
really.
We first also one very white,
bread
to...
11s, yeah. Flip threes. I was the one. All my specials. You'll see me first.
But it's kind of like
and
if
then
you
they
know,
came
you know.
After.
Really?
Yeah. Check my shit.
Well, it's hard to be
go
like...
to all my specials. You'll see.
But how many specials do you have?
I have.
Let me have one.
I have you're about to destroy. I don't know. I think I have 1, 2, 3
so cool.
4 on yeah. Netflix, and then I have 2 on Comedy Central plus a half hour, and I got 2 more on Netflix coming up. So that's
too many.
No, no, no. That's like, and I think that's average for anyone.
Average.
Yeah, how many years I've been in it. I've been doing it since 89.
I don't know math.
Dude, yeah. Is that Woodstock? I don't know anything.
Yeah.
89?
That's when you guys were inside a sock.
I was 100%.
That's when you guys were inside
I
of a sock.
I was just a regret in my dad's head.
Your dad's?
Yes, yes, yeah.
You, my dad was somewhere the other in Ohio. Half was you were in the sock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until your dad found...
My mom.
Your mom.
Yes.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
He no longer used a sock. And then he made...
Then he used your
Trevor,
mom's vagina.
Then
a
he
sock.
Made
Trevor.
Trevor.
That's me.
That's you.
Him.
And you were born in?
A sock.
No, when were you born? What year?
92.
See? I was right. I don't make this up.
Wait.
I was 1989. That's your dad's sock.
So I was
this
in a sock for
you.
3 years?
You? Yeah.
I was just getting seasoned in there?
You were getting, your dad was working.
Okay.
He was figuring
marinating.
Out. Marinating.
My dad was somewhere in Ohio selling cars.
Were you planned?
I believe so. I think second children are always planned.
Were you planned?
Oh, second. That's
has
a good.
To be.
Please write that down.
Second child's always planned.
That's a good line.
I was not planned.
That's a good.
I'm second, a second kid you, and I was not planned.
No, that's
I was a cocaine baby.
His story is hilarious. He was born on Thanksgiving, or not born.
I was conceived on Thanksgiving at my grandma's house. My dad and my mom were high on cocaine.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and then they're
Thanksgiving.
Fucked.
Yeah.
You're so full, you do a bunch of drugs, you're just leveling out.
Yeah,
it was actually after.
But if you do cocaine.
Cocaine?
Cocaine.
That's Hawaiian cocaine.
It's cocaine. It's made out of coconuts.
Yeah.
It's dry coconut.
Yeah,
it's and you shred
it.
Yeah, yeah. And you
off a fucking salmon's
but
back.
How crazy that they were fucking doing cocaine.
I know.
During Thanksgiving.
How? Yeah. Thanks.
Very bizarre.
How what? Crazy that my dad got hard.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like at what point do you do it?
True.
Like, we'll be ready for dessert in 5, and he's like, "Give me 6."
Give me
and
6.
My dad did not need 6 minutes.
Yeah, give me 6. I'm gonna go fuck the lady.
Yeah, exactly.
He right at my grandma and said it.
I'm gonna go fuck the lady. But people that are doing cocaine have no filter. So
they
don't give a shit if there's a mom or a grandma.
Correct.
I'm gonna fuck the lady. I'm gonna take another slice of pie.
Also, Thanksgiving couldn't be the because you're waiting for a turkey to cook for 8 hours. Imagine being on drugs, staring at a turkey, like cook.
Yeah,
you got a blowtorch on.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have?
I have a ton. I have
more specials or more siblings. What do we got?
No, no, more specials. And,
this casual flex is I fucking love.
I know.
It's great.
It's crazy. I know. I'm rich. So it's my two sisters and a brother. Yeah.
What car did you drive here?
Which one?
Yeah, I'm very...
Which one?
No,
of
I'm
course,
joking.
Which one?
Bird scooter, lime scooter?
No, I drove the Ferrari.
Today. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
So
really?
Cool.
Yeah.
I want to pause this and see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Can I take a photo like I'm driving it? I don't even have to turn it on. I don't want insurance.
No, you can drive
my insurance
it.
Will spike up. But I just want to hold my hand
first
on
of all,
it.
Stop. Both of you guys are very successful.
Hey, come on
and
now.
I know you guys, you know what I mean? Game recognized game, bro. And you guys, your guys' game
Ralph's.
Is on point, bro.
Thank you so much.
I love
Thank
it. Like, and I told you that before we were even friends.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You spit on your hand and then slapped me and said, one day those will be worth it.
Yeah,
I don't know
what
it means,
but
one day.
I go run with this.
No, you're a guy who's, you're a guy who's so humble. Did you have a cocky phase? Did you have
no.
Really?
No, because I just knew early. Like it's like
I also think stand-up trains
you know,
you
okay,
not to be cocky.
I'm going to tell you the honest truth. You ready? Like stand-up is a, you know, it's cutthroat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my come up, I went through, you know, when I started in 89, there was no internet. There was barely cable.
So what did you do with crowd work?
No, I did.
Joe, what did you do with the crowd work?
You didn't put on reels?
I just had to live in the room?
What the fuck's happening?
So getting, word of mouth. Sending a videotape to comedy clubs is how you had to get on stage. Like, the Laugh Factory, I had to make a videotape and pay to get in.
Was that your first
LA club?
There
was a security guard named Woods that used to work there, and he wouldn't let any comics in. And all I needed to do was give my videotape so they could watch it and let me on the show. Like, that's how it was back then. And, like, way back in the day, you couldn't get into, like, the improv or anything like on the road. You couldn't get on that. Yeah, you had to get like a Tonight Show set and then submit it. You know
that was
and
going viral, was getting on the Tonight Show.
Yeah, but you're talking about internet. There was no internet when I started in 89.
Right, but like if people saw you on the Tonight Show on TV, they'd be like,
yeah, oh, I got what you're saying. You know? Yes. Yeah. That you would blow the fuck up if you got the Tonight Show.
And how many times have you done it?
Twice.
A little low.
But the one, yeah, but the one is what set my career through the roof.
Oh, really?
Oh, I quit everything after I got a standing ovation. So I just wanted to do that because you said a little low. And I wanted to, you know, then I got a standing ovation.
Yeah, but they had a sign in the back that goes stand.
No, not at all.
Did it say laugh?
No.
Did it say this guy's going to do 47 arenas in 1 month next week?
No. I was working at Nordstrom Rack, by the way. But the standing ovation, and literally my career took off. Like, I got a phone call the next day, got on a tour, I got a commercial.
See, that's what I feel like it was. It was like, that happens, and then life changed, and you get a phone call.
But
I feel
it didn't, like these phone it didn't calls happen from there.
It did.
It was
didn't.
More than, like what I was getting at is when I had to come up, like, even black comedy wasn't, like heavily promoted. Like your black comedy was like, Def Jam was taken off the air in like 90, I can't remember what year, but when it was taken off the air, they were going on tour. They did Def Jam tour, right? Yeah. And even casinos in Vegas wouldn't even book them.
Really?
Yeah, because black comedy was, I'm telling you, bro, it was a different time. It was very, very racist back then. Huh. You know what I mean? Like the weekends were considered the white nights. You know what I mean? And like, and then like the midweeks, like the shitty nights where no one comes, you would get your theme nights, and that would be your ethnic shows. Like Fat Tuesdays would be on Tuesday.
Mobetta
Mondays would be Monday. Asian Invasion would be on Thursday. And it was just so like indirectly racist. Actually very racist, but like it was, I can't even explain how it was put on, but it was like, The venues wouldn't want to take it, invest in other ethnicities.
It's because the names work so well.
They crush. Fat Tuesdays is the number. No one has more. No, there are no. You can look at the
there's
the
not a
list,
lot of good rhymes with Saturdays.
But what? Yeah. But Fat Tuesdays. No one made more more A-listing. Fucking comedy stars than that show.
Yeah.
None. And you can run through the whole list and you'd be like, holy shit. And you got to remember, they weren't allowed on the weekend shows. So like a Chris Tucker and a Steve Harvey and a Cedric the Entertainer and Bernie Mac, they weren't on the weekend shows.
Special delivery. You just can't look him in the eye. That's
God,
the only
this
thing.
This is amazing. Dude, I love you, man.
Is that right? It's
Thank
dry?
Thank you so much. Yes, this is perfect.
That's how it works?
Yeah, man. Fucking plastic straw. Come back here, you motherfucker. No,
you don't care about the turtles.
So it was a different time. You know what I mean? Like, just imagine that. Bernie Mac not on a weekend show because he was talking about black things. You know what I mean? Or it was a weird
Dude,
time.
I still watch his Def Jam set. Probably, I'm not shitting you. Probably once every 2 months, man.
He's a genius. But just imagine, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To really put yourself in that, like, really? Cedric was playing on a Tuesday?
Goddamn.
What about The Road, though? Was The Road very similar to that as well? Or was it very like...
Dude, The Road was dying. It was, you know, not like it is now. Like, there's a resurgence. But back then, it was dying because Comedy Central and HBO and all, they were putting out these specials, so no one was going out.
Oh,
so all the comedy clubs were dying. They're all, like, closing shop. And it was hard to get work back then.
Yeah,
so,
I remember listening to Louis on some podcast saying like the early 80s was the comedy boom, the early 80s.
That was the boom.
He said he was like going around, like I think he was like on a motorcycle or whatever, but he said like money was literally coming out of his pockets doing spots.
Literally.
Like, around,
and you know, can I interrupt on that one?
Please.
Because even more so than that, if you were a female comic in the 80s, you were making millions.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think the difference was?
By the way, this is only what I've heard through other comics from that generation. You know what I mean? But they would say because there was such a shortage of female comics that they were getting all the spots. You know what I mean? And rightfully so. You know what I mean? You want to have a diverse lineup. And so the female comics were getting a ton of shows back then.
Wow.
Back
and
then, yeah.
And then Louis said, like, in the round, probably like around, like, honestly, 88, 89, I think, 90s.
Comedy Central, like, 90s.
Yeah,
the minute Comedy Central came out, it just shut everything down. And it was so funny because I started in 89, right? Oh, and I was doing all these clubs in Vegas, and I met this comic, and his name was Jack Rikus. And he goes, you just missed it, kid. That's what he said to me.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was already kind of like retired. He was already like settling down. He was already in his 50s.
Damn.
And he was like, you just missed it, kid. He goes, you're funny, but you just missed it. He goes, closing down.
Do you still have his contact?
I
just FaceTime him from the T-Mobile arena.
I missed it. No, he was a great guy.
Yeah.
No, he was a great guy. But I'm just saying, he was telling me, no, he was being real. And he was being honest. Like, it was really closed down.
But it's all waves, right?
Yeah, it came back. It was a long gap, though, bro.
I mean,
there was
an era where Vine was the biggest thing. And then towards the end, a lot of people were getting on. It kind of died out. Then you're like, what do we do? All of a sudden, you got TikTok. It's always kind of...
I hate being the old guy and telling you guys, like, how blessed you are, right? And it's great because you still have to work. Like, you guys still crush it. You guys still put in your time.
We need to be armed with that information so we don't, like, repeat like, other people's, not failures, but other people's, like, issues that they had along the way when the thing was dry. Because it will. It will at a boom. It will.
But
it will,
I watch you guys, though. Like, there's a difference. There's a difference from doing, like, blowing up on... you guys blow up on... I don't even know what I say. Social media? Is that the stupid thing? Instagram, I don't know what you blew up on, but you blew up. But what I love about you guys is you're still doing the grind. Like, I see Trevor go in on a Tuesday. I see you go in on a Tuesday and just eat your dick on stage and earn your stripes. I seen you fucking... But, like, no, I love that because you're
it's the gym.
That's the fucking gym. And there's other guys that have blown up and are trying to take this route, and they just want to go to the theaters.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, the audience is very honest, man. They'll let you know. You're one and done. They'll let you know.
But
so it's get ready.
We lucked out because we did stand up for years prior to getting any type of social media stuff before anyone gave a fuck about coming to. So we bombed so much before anyone gave a fuck. So that's like ingrained in us to be funny first and then everything else.
But what I'm saying is your fame is taking you to like this other level, right? So like your chops, you want to make sure that your chops match the level of your fame, and you guys are doing that.
Yeah, oh, correct.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you can blow up and be like, yo, I've been doing stand-up for 7 years. It's like, okay, but can you still live up to the fucking hype of Trevor? You know what I mean? And you're doing that. You're going up and I watch you guys,
just not
man.
Getting comfortable, you know? Because also it's like, hey, I got the first special coming out and then you got to burn that hour and you're like, November, but then you're back in it, you know? But it's almost fun again.
I love it.
Can I ask you a quick, because obviously you put out so many specials and we're about, I think more. His is coming out in November. Mine's coming out probably 2-3 months after that. But my question to you is, I am personally so fearful because it's like that hour and 10, whatever it's going to be, is gone.
Yeah,
and obviously, we have a lot of stuff in reserve. It is a good feeling to get it off your chest. Yeah. But like, what's your process once you're like, all right, that's done, that's filmed? So when it's
I'm writing now.
Right.
So I have my hour now, which I shoot in November, and I'm already writing for my second special after. So I sneak them in between. I'll just keep putting stuff in between. But I already have my hour for November. That's easy.
Okay, this is
so good. I just keep.
Yes.
I'll go over it and do it, but like I'll always sneak stuff in between and.
Of course.
And work on the
so
next
even
one.
Even when you're trying to figure out like the flow of what you're gonna film, you still try to get in some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what are you doing?
And when I film, I'm still gonna go long and just treat it like a club. So I'll always go long.
Okay. And you still sneak in the stuff that in your head you're like, this is probably not going to make it, but let me just do it because I'm working on it?
Yeah, I'll still do it.
Damn, you're working on two muscles right there.
Yeah.
I love this.
Okay. Yeah. That's very smart.
Okay.
So what do you do when the...
You should let me direct.
Please.
I'm so fucking good, you guys.
Dude, you've done 160 of them.
I'm really good at directing specials,
God
man.
God damn it.
I'm not even joking, man.
You
let me in and I will fucking knock your...
Because I'm looking at the edits right now and they're like, we need to shave 7 minutes off.
Put me in the editing bay. I'm a motherfucker, bro.
All right, bring it in.
This next podcast segment
is Joe edits my special.
This is something I've been telling people, but I learned it from rappers, right? Like rappers, they don't wait for anyone to say that they're good, right? Listen to a rap song, they will fucking tell you, I'm the shit.
Fuck my girl.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll fuck your girl.
They say that a lot.
And I'm also better than you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've never met me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll also say, I'm God. Like, it's like, they have zero fucks. Yeah.
You're from Milwaukee. You think God's from Milwaukee?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what?
Love Milwaukee.
They are gods. But here's the thing, like, that mentality is just like if you're gonna wait for a compliment, you're gonna be waiting a long time. You
not
really
me
are.
Personally.
Yeah, yeah. but what I'm saying is,
somebody please come with me.
What I'm
you're
saying
hot and
is,
funny, dude, you're hot and funny.
I'm not waiting for compliments anymore.
Correct.
Like it's like I know I'm good at this, and I've my last four, I've cut and edited myself.
Interesting.
Oh wow. Yeah, I go in I do second, third, fourth edit.
That's what I'm going through right now. Drove up to the dude's house all weekend. I'm cutting away with him.
It's yours.
Yes.
And don't fucking let anyone touch your shit.
That's what.
And that's where I fucked up on my first one.
Really?
Yes.
So what was the fuck up? You're two hands off.
Great director. I'm not going to say his name, but it just didn't come out right. And the thing is I trusted everything with him. And then the second one is when I was like, I need to get in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I still didn't know how to edit, but I knew I had an eye. And then the third one is when I had to pay for it myself, right? It's when I shot Live from Seattle, like Netflix. I shot it, right? I paid for it and everything. And then I sold it to Netflix. And then, and that's when I was just like, I have to do this myself. And I've never took a class. I never learned, but I just studied. Michelle Caputo and Shannon, like my two, my director and my producer, right? And I've been with them ever since. The first thing they said to me is like, watch specials, not for the content. Just turn it off, like turn the volume off and just watch it visually.
Interesting.
And that's exactly what I did.
And just so you can kind of really notice on all the camera cuts and the angles.
Camera cuts, yeah. How many cameras that are in the room? Which specials were your favorite? Then I would listen to audio. And not for the jokes, listen to the audio. And the first thing, I love telling this story. This one gives me chills, right?
Yeah.
So I'm watching all these specials and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, I was getting mad. Like, I can't hear the audience. You know what I mean? Like,
on yours or other ones?
No, other. I was watching others. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what? Why can't I hear the audience? Like, did they turn it down? Like, I'm making all these notes. Then I got to Dana Carvey, right? I got to Dana Carvey's. Never seen a special before. Love Dana Carvey. I'm in love with him.
Awesome.
I'm watching it. And I'm like, holy shit. The audio. Like, not only can I hear him crisp, but I can hear the person laughing in the back of the room. Like, why is that? So then I tell Michelle, I go, you have to listen to Dana's because this is exactly how I want it to sound. I do not want it. And I gave her the list of all the comics specials that it just sounded horrible. Yeah. I go, I don't know what's going on, but it cannot sound like this.
Yeah.
I need it to sound like this. It sounds like it's live. Like we're in.
Correct.
Like I'm sitting in the venue with Dana. Yeah. So she goes, oh yeah. We just need to buy more mics. I'm like, what? She goes, that's just it. More boom mics. So I bought Live from Seattle. Like people always go like, oh, are those laugh tracks? Like, no, motherfucker. I put microphones. There's two balconies. I had microphones in the second balcony.
Yeah.
I had microphones in the first balcony. Mine, yeah. I put microphones all the way into the back. Like, and every comic I know that's shooting a special, I go, mic your room.
Yeah.
Don't trust the two booms facing the crowd from the stage. Go to the back, mic that. Go upstairs, mic that.
I think
mic
we did
everything.
Three sets, stage, center, and then top. Great.
Yes.
That was a note that I got from, I forget, it was either
I think
you,
it was me.
Yeah, I believe so.
No, I'm not even joking. I remember talking to you.
You told me audio is the most important.
I did, and it was backstage because you told me you were shooting your special, and I go, I told you about audio.
Yeah.
I don't.
But these are the things.
I know it was me. You better give me my goddamn credit.
100%. It was Joe Coy at the Laugh Factory on a Tuesday after I bombed.
I tell everybody. I tell everyone because it's so important. And okay, let me finish the story. And I know it's long winded. So I'm doing Dana Carvey and David's pod, right?
Fly on the wall, yeah.
And I just, you know, he's complimenting my special the form and that his son's watching it, blah, blah, blah. And I go, Dana, I have to tell you this right now, but it's your special. That taught me
that's so cool.
The sound. And he goes, oh, that's crazy. I go, yeah. I go, I go, I listened to your, I listened to so many specials and I didn't like the sound. And then I watched yours and I couldn't fucking believe it. I went to the sound guy. I went to my producer and they said, just get more mics. And we got an audio guy that mic'd the room and it's all because of you. And he goes, yeah. He goes, would you believe this? When I went in and did my run, right? He did like a test run or whatever. He went to Video Village and he listened to it. He goes, I can't hear the audience. He literally said that in the interview. And he goes, I need more mics. And he put more mics in the damn room.
Yeah.
So like it really was a thing. Like I was witnessing something that he really, it really happened. Yeah. Like, so he was ahead of his, am I making any sense?
No,
like,
you're making
first. All the specials that were made during his time, the audio is bad. That day he did his run through, didn't like the sound, and told his sound guy to put more mics in the room. Like that, it was Dana's genius. Mm-hmm. And I saw it firsthand and I knew like it needs to be like that. And yeah. So I let him know, like, you set the blueprint, bro. Like,
yeah. That's what the simplest version of this is when you go to the Irvine Improv.
Yeah.
It's a comedy club. I don't know if you still do those.
Yeah, yeah. But I saw, well, my plaque's
like
on the door.
You did 38 of them in what, 4 days? Is that the record?
Was it Irvine or Bray?
It's 103 sold out, but it's 103
you
sold out consecutive.
Tickets?
Yeah.
Hold on. Did you say consecutively?
Yeah, it was consecutive.
Is
yeah.
it Bray or Irvine? Sorry to point.
Can I say both?
Am I allowed to?
You can say both?
But yeah. Dude, you're the king of the IE.
Yeah.
When Joe Coy's in town, the mayor's like, whatever you need.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Here's my Ferrari.
Those were crazy times, the Irvine Improvs and Bray Improvs.
Because
I would do it back
Irvine
to back.
This weekend. It's a phenomenal
it's
club.
So yeah. Funny.
Irvine Improv.
Beautiful. And by the staff and Mikey yeah. and awesome. All those guys, yeah, yeah. The management, prime.
But I remember going there before I started filming my own stuff, and they're like, we film your sets. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even need to throw my camera. And you get it back, but it's only mic'd
yeah.
to the mic that you're talking
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
So every joke sounds like you're bombing.
Yeah, bro.
And then you post a clip, you're just standing there. There's laughter, but they can't really hear it. So
you
just
can't hear it.
Yep. So when I got a cut back of the special, the audio wasn't mixed yet. I was like, no, yeah. these were good shows. What is this? Like,
yeah.
it's not mixed yet. This is one mic and it's your mic. I go, thank God. Then you hear
I'm gonna give
mix.
You a trick on Irvine's. You ready? All the improvs, because mm-hmm. they do that because their cameras are good.
Yeah. They are, they're great.
So just get the DAT recorder. Do you have it?
You just plug it into the board.
No, you can just put it on stage.
Ah.
You put it right in front of you.
I've
and
done
face
that,
the
or
audience.
Yeah, you do that or just even the phone audio. And then you just sync the
I
two.
Would use the DAT. It sounds so crisp and
oh,
beautiful.
But yeah, now I got a whole rig and everything and lav up. But
yeah.
But I remember so excited to get it. And then you're like, I'm bombing
yeah.
because it's only my
it's
domain.
It's so bad.
It's so funny to do yeah. a joke and then just go.
It's so bad, right?
Yeah, I've seen people post clips like that when they just have the board audio.
I know, it's brutal.
And you're like, bro, this is not even
a
bad joke.
You're not doing yourself
justice. Yeah.
Bro, I've seen specials like that.
Yeah,
I've seen recent specials like that.
And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. But it's all placebo effect. I don't know if that's the right word. It's a big word for me to use. But it's like if you can't hear the audience really giving it up, you're like, maybe this guy's not crushing.
No, at all.
But the louder and bigger the laughs, the more you're like, dude, this guy's fucking crushing. I'm going to keep watching. But if it's like,
Yeah, yeah.
That's why literally laugh tracks were invented for sitcoms. It's like, this is, hey, audience, this is where we're cueing you to be like, this is a good joke.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
laugh here.
So funny.
Yeah, man.
Goddamn.
So when did you know that things were like, oh, I'm fucking Joe Coy? Because before you said like, you're like, I'm trying, I'm putting this out, I'm getting some momentum. But like, when was the jump up from theaters to arenas? When was like,
it was crazy,
was
man.
The specials?
There was times where I just wanted to like quit. I'm not even
really?
Joking. Oh man, it was so, because you got to remember I have my peer group. My class
yeah, who,
is pretty
yeah,
insane,
class?
Bro. It's massive,
who,
you know?
Who are some of the guys in the class that you're still like really close with?
I'll just tell you too. It's yeah, it's yeah. Kevin and Gabe and I used to do shows together.
Wow.
You know, we used to do these Fuck. Radio shows together. And
so cool.
We had like crazy, like talking shit backstage and blah, blah, yeah. blah. And then next you know, they all, you know, Gabe took off first before
really?
Kev. Oh, yeah. Gabe was like, I remember when Gabe had two Hummers with Nintendos in the back. And I was just like, and I'm still handing out flyers at the Laugh Factory. I'm like, what the fuck? And I remember Gabe asking, and I'm listen, Gabe also, he still says this to me to this day, but he offered to take me on the road because Gabe don't give a fuck too. Gabe will put anybody in front of him. Gabe's a beast, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
and
awesome.
He's so loving. And I remember not going, and the reason why I didn't want to go with him is one, I had a son, you know what I mean? And two, I wanted to do it on my own, man.
Of course.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There's a lot
you
of people
I mean?
That open for bigger names, and they go like, I've hit my threshold. I need to do this on my own now
because yeah.
I want to be my own entity.
And that was the only reason why. And I didn't want to be a feature. even though I wanted to so bad, because he was he's still massive. You know what I mean? Dodger Stadium. He's incredible. But I just knew I could do it on my own, you know? And so, yeah, it was just like seeing Kev blow up and seeing Gabe take off. And you know what I mean?
So what was the order? Was it was Kev before you or after you?
Gabe, Kev came before me too. Yeah, and there was a time where we were both like neck and neck at the clubs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's got to be an interesting feeling when you're
It was crazy because I was killing Kev at the clubs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Killing him. Yeah, I was like multiple weekends. I was doing all kinds of shit. You know what I mean? And then just boom. I'm not even joking, man. It was like a light switch.
Yeah.
And I remember he was gone from the clubs. And, I still remember the last club I saw him because I was there the week before and I had to fly in a day early and he was there.
Hang on.
And so we were in the green room and it just, I could already tell that I'm about to lose Kev.
Wow. You know what I mean? Interesting feeling when you see somebody start bubbling like that. They're just everywhere, and then poof.
Yeah, and just off.
What club was that you saw him at?
It was the Fort, what is it called? The Palm Springs Improv.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Is that still there?
Yeah, yeah, it's massive. It's weirdly massive.
The West Palm one, right?
West Palm. Is that what it's called? West Palm?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did I say Palm Springs?
Yeah, Palm Springs.
I'm an idiot. West Palm.
Yeah.
I play arenas now. So I don't remember the city.
You do cities now. Like, you just, the whole town is there.
You did Rhode Island. You called CAA and go, hey, guess what? Massachusetts.
I know, it's nuts.
So,
you ever see the banners or where Michael Jordan, the six banners, Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got three of those in your Ferrari?
No, it was just cool. Like when I told them to put their lights on, the fans, and seeing the guys right by those banners put their lights on so I could take the picture was, I was like, there's people up there watching me too.
Crazy. I did that for the first time. I had everybody do their yeah, people are watching from helicopters.
Yeah, it's so crazy. No,
The Austin special, I've never done this just because the momentum you got, it's like I had everybody put their phones with the flashlight on. Yeah. It's such a cool
look. Dude, that picture amazing, is so cool, man.
It's the coolest, but like I've never wanted to do that because I just feel
you're
so
welcome,
like,
you guys. That's me too.
I'm
the first one to do that.
I don't know. I feel like I'd rather just get
you're
off.
You're like Soulja Boy, but a
look
fucking
at me.
Comic.
Look at me.
Soulja Boy comedian.
Were you the first comedian with the Ferrari?
Yes.
Good.
With you.
First comedian to drink coffee.
You know I'm having fun, right?
No, of course.
I'm just joking.
When you made us valet your car when there is a valet guy here, that was a little weird.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah,
I'm just happy to drive it. So, but what does your money go to? What's your thing that you like? You're out the road. You're not on the road. You're home. You're like, are you? What do you collect? Business, baseball cards? Is it watches? Is it cars? What is?
Yeah,
your,
it is. I will say watches and cars are my favorite, but I never like tell people about it. I don't unless you ask
because they're too poor. Yeah. But so,
Rolexes, and I love cars, and those are my two
vices.
And I don't do drugs. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't really like to drink. I to be honest, I don't drink at all,
bro.
You're so dumb. but those are my only vices.
Can we?
I buy houses. I buy a lot of houses.
How many?
I have, but I mean, I have a lot.
They're investments, though.
Yeah, so I have a lot of like investments. So I have like, I think, like not that many, it's 11.
How do you have more houses than specials?
I think it's
11.
You
have more
houses
than capitals in the U.S.
I think that's wrong.
Don't do math on that.
Okay.
Yeah. There's 12 capitals.
You've never stayed at a
13,
hotel.
13.
Come on. Like, you're so close that you could just be like, oh, we're in Houston, got a house here.
No. I buy them all. I buy here and I buy Vegas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Great property value.
And I'm
Vegas?
Telling everyone right now, I'll look right in the camera.
Yes.
Okay, don't hate on me. Just invest in Vegas.
Just get your
and do it right
up.
Now. And I'll tell you why. And I said this the minute, and I knew the Raiders were coming, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I told everybody. I told
Raider
my sister
don't
and everybody.
Have a lot of money, though.
Bro, any city.
I'm kidding. Raiders, I love you. Las Vegas, I'll be there someday.
Do you say Raiders don't have any money?
Yeah. Take it back. Quick.
You're so dumb. But I knew any city that brings a professional team, it's like, buy. So right when I found out that Vegas was going to have a rate, I told my sister, I was like, we need to buy a house now. We have to, because there's a team coming. And then she didn't believe me.
It's 4 a.m. What drugs are you on?
Yeah.
We need houses.
Yeah, my sister gets so mad when I want to buy something. And then, so I bought the house against her. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm buying it no matter what. And then, thank God I did, because it just took off. Yeah. Because the minute, oh my God,
well,
bro.
Dude, it's about to take off again because NBA is going to move.
No. You're already skipping something.
I'm skipping something.
And I told everybody, and this is why I started loading up on houses in Vegas. The minute there was a rumor about a baseball team, I go, are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Because basketball is good, but baseball is better than football when it comes to like your city population. Like your city. Are you kidding
me? Also 148 games a week.
Yeah, right. Not only that, but every team comes to your town and these people travel. So when the Cubs come, when the Yankees come,
crazy that they don't have baseball there already.
It had something to do with the gaming. Anything. So like there was this really strict guideline that professional sports and gambling, and it's a scary situation. It's sticky.
Yeah.
But with the UFC being there now and showing that it is possible for you not to, you're a dick. What'd you say?
Nothing. There's a lot of sticky stuff in Vegas.
Yeah, a lot of sticky stuff.
A lot of socks stuck to the ceiling.
Socks stuck.
That's it. We're getting on Shark Tank right now. You know Mark Cuban. Call him.
Let's.
Marcus!
Yeah. I told you he'd make me call.
Joe, no more houses. You gotta know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's gotta be fun because it's almost like it's this long-term play where you get to focus on your career and you do everything, but then you're like, how's the market doing?
I'm telling you right now, take all your money out of the banks and just buy houses.
Good, I'm in. All right.
I'm not even joking, Trevor.
We're going big.
After today, go to Vegas.
Okay.
And buy. You think I'm fucking with you, man?
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
I'm telling you right now.
I know.
And I'm not going to say it again they're already breaking ground right now on Tropicana and I think it's Flamingo. Tropicana and, I don't know, Las Vegas Boulevard. Las Vegas Boulevard and Tropicana, they're knocking down the Tropicana Hotel and they're putting the baseball stadium there.
Do they sell the Hooters Hotel?
That's getting knocked down.
What? Damn it.
They're building a baseball.
No.
No,
but it is called Hooters Arena.
Okay.
Is it really?
No, it's not. You're an idiot.
Shit. I was so excited.
I almost bought just front row tickets to everything. But no, I hear you. When I first moved to LA and the first guy I saw in a Ferrari was probably you. But when the first, I go, what celebrity? You realize the richest people in the world, let alone Los Angeles, aren't celebrities. They all do real estate.
Yeah,
they
man.
All have oil money. It's all this random stuff.
Yeah. Let your money work for you, bro.
What is it? Passive income? I had to Google that before coming here today.
Yeah, but I love that.
That's the long-term play where you invest a little bit over here, then you get to go work on and focus on your dream, but you're still making money over here.
Yeah, man.
Also, they're all rented,
by the way.
That's phenomenal.
Correct.
All of them.
You don't have, when people hear you say you have 11 houses, they think that you just fly and stay at the different ones.
Yeah.
No, there's somebody is staying in your house and they have no idea that you're attached to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody's like, oh, it's a nice house. Yeah, Joe Coy owns it.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not like you have 11 houses just to fuck off and go to. It's like you probably live at one or five or seven, and then the other four you rent out.
Yes.
To like a cat or a dog or something.
So I have one cat that lives in a house.
Okay, good. That's I have a cat. Awesome. Can he visit?
Yeah.
So how many kids? You have one?
I had the one.
One.
And he's the greatest, man.
I see him. He travels all.
He's amazing. He's 20.
Dude, that's gonna be awesome.
Does he want to do stand-up or does he do stand-up?
I don't. Here's the thing. I have a nephew that wants to do stand-up, and I love it.
How do you feel about that?
He drives out here, and but what I love is that he doesn't tell anybody that.
Okay, that's good.
He's related to me, and he's really bombing, and I love watching him bomb and taking it.
Yeah.
Taking his licks and then going back, and I appreciate that so much. I put him on stage one time. I did a weekend at the Irvine Improv. It was like 6 years ago, and I let him do the weekend, right? Because I told him, we were in Hawaii, and I dared him. He goes, I want to be a comic, Uncle Joe. I go, don't tell me. Go do it.
Damn.
And we were swimming.
That's great advice.
And we were swimming, and then I called this bar. And somebody told me there was an open mic.
In Hawaii?
In Hawaii. And they told me the name of the bar. And I looked at my nephew. I go, do you want to be a comic? And he goes, oh, yeah, Uncle Joe. I go, there's an open mic. And this is one of the most cutest moments because I fly all my nieces and nephews. So 6 years ago, they were all like, my son was like, 14 and, 14, 13. So they're all kids, what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he was like 19 or whatever, 18. I forget how old he was back then. And then and we're all at the beach and I go, there's an open mic. You want to go up? It's at a bar. And he goes, all right. And all the kids are like, yeah. Yeah, they were like all happy, like like genuinely like excited. We all loaded. I'm getting chills talking about. This and we so all cool. loaded up the three, and we drove in our shorts, and we drove to this bar. And I knew like they weren't gonna let us in, but you know, I'm Joe Coy, and so I looked at the security guard. And go look. They'll sit next to me. Just let my nephew go up on stage and do a set. You know what I mean? And they let us in. So, you know what I mean?
How
so
much time did he do?
All these kids inside of a bar. It was the greatest.
That's the best case scenario, honestly.
Yeah. And he went up. He fucking ate it. And he got off stage. I hugged him. He started crying.
No.
Yeah. Cool it was moment. So great. It was just I can't believe I did it, Uncle Joe. And that's then cool moment, and then that's when I go, look, I'm getting choked up. And then I go, you just earned yourself a weekend at the improv.
And then
when we flew back from Hawaii, I was at the improv and I put him up for the weekend. And of course, you know, they're sold out and, you know, he's going up, he's getting little chuckles and stuff. Yeah. And then I go, all right, now that's your taste. That's your taste of the improv. You're not doing this with me ever again until you're like a legit feature.
Right, yeah.
I'm not putting you up because you're my nephew. Mm-hmm. I want you to earn your spot now. Awesome. And he's been doing it ever since, man. And it's crazy because I flew to Vegas just on a whim. I wanted to go to Vegas, right? And I called my nephew. It's like a Wednesday night. I go, hey, what are you doing? Let's go get something to eat. He goes, oh, I'm about to go on stage.
That's awesome.
And I was like, what? Where are you? And I fucking drove there, and it was the cutest thing, man. He was at this shitty fucking bar right by McCarran Airport. It was like
he's doing it.
Three people, and
he's good. Doing it.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Are you seeing him getting incrementally better?
Yeah. It's gonna be a while.
Yeah.
You know, I keep going over. You know, the most important part of stand up, I tell all these guys, right, is your voice.
Yeah. Did you go through phases of
your voice
before you found who you were?
Yeah, it took me so long, man.
I think so many people start out and they kind of imitate their favorite comedians. It's like, you know, you watch like a Burr special 7 years ago, be like, I'm this angry guy on stage now.
Yeah.
But it's not genuine.
And you're not angry at all?
No.
Yeah.
A lot of them aren't angry at all anyway.
I had red hair and I was like, maybe, yeah.
But I was angry over
cotton candy. Didn't make sense.
But that's anyone, right? That's in any genre, right?
That's true.
But and that's fine. But it's just like you'll eventually find your voice. And then also the confidence. I always say this, and I hate saying this, but like I keep saying it, but like the time that I came up in, like I said earlier, the racist part of, you know, the comedy grind for me was the way, God, how do I say this? Like if you watch TV back when I was a kid, it was very in your face racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like even the cartoons had guys with, you know, their eyes are slanted, buck teeth and ho, ho, ho. And that was funny. And kids are allowed to laugh, but it was programming people to look and view a certain.
Go for the low hanging fruit.
But not only that, but it was just like, it was okay and accepted. And it's just not only that, but if you were Asian, you were like, okay, well, I guess that's what I have to do. Because you've been programmed to believe. So imagine being a kid, being Asian, you got a black friend, a Latino friend, and then you're watching a cartoon and then this, oh, no, and it's Bugs Bunny talking to an Asian guy.
Yeah.
And everyone's laughing. And of course you're like, yeah, that is funny. And you don't even know what the fuck you're laughing at, but you're laughing at yourself. And then you grow up and you think that's how it is. And then you see you see someone like Mr. Miyagi who doesn't even speak fucking Japanese and he's doing wax on and wax off. And it's like, here's a guy that's doing, you know, he speaks English, he's from California and he's fucking sharing the stage with Robin Williams and Richard Pryor. But for some reason, Hollywood said, the only way you're going to make it is if you do this accent. So like, those were the times I had to cup in. And I know I keep saying that, but it's like I got to let people know that when I started stand up, like finding my voice was extra hard because it's like, how do I talk about my mom? Like, how do I tell you my real genuine story without being scared that you guys are going to be like, we don't get it, kid. Cause that was always their say. That's what they would always say. Oh, we don't get it. Like, what is that? You're being too specific.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, so the Asian shit, you want me to do this, right? So then you have to write this style.
And I would imagine that the cheaper low hanging fruit jokes that maybe were more racist, they would probably hit harder. So now you're battling this in your brain. You're like,
I don't want to do it.
You go, this gets a big pop, but you're like, for what?
So I didn't want to start talking about my mom. So I started doing like, here's like my earlier jokes, right? Like I would do like that style, but in a way I would make it look like it's you guys that are fucked up, but I'm doing the joke that you guys want to hear because that's the way I'm getting in the club. Okay, so I would do it. I'm half white, half Asian. These are what I would say. I would be like, you're stupid. And I would go, I'm Asian. And I go, when you tell people you're Asian in Hollywood, they give you the worst compliments. Oh my God, you're Asian? I love orange chicken, right? And I'm like, how do you expect me to act when you say that? Like, they think I'm going to go, oh, thank you. Orange chicken. So I'm doing the bit, but I'm saying you're a fucking idiot because you think I'm going to be like, oh, thank you. That's a chicken. Smart,
then you get to put your own point of view on
now it. I get to say you guys are fucking idiots, but I'm gonna do what you want me to say so I can get on the Tonight Show.
That's genius.
And that's the joke I did on the Tonight Show.
That's so great because you're essentially taking that and you're putting it on them to make them look like
you're almost trying to reprogram them in a funny way.
But see, that's why, out the obvious.
That's why I try like now, you know, and then it was a gradual thing. I had to keep like massaging it and figure out ways to be like, you know, like I do this one joke, and this one's a true story. It's like my I hate doing jokes on a pod or radio, but I just want to, it's for this.
Yeah.
But no, you don't have to, because I already know.
Zip my phone up.
But I used to like tell there was a comic by the name of Corey Holcomb, who I love.
He's a monster,
fucking amazing. So I used to open for him.
Really?
And, I used to open for him. And the one thing he said is like, because I would crush in front of him, right? Fucking destroy. And he would never compliment me, right?
Yeah.
He would never compliment me.
Like, and dad, they never give you the compliment.
Oh, I would crush in front of Corey, bro. And he would just, I remember we were driving home. We did this shitty gig in Palmdale. It was so far. It was a nightclub. And we were driving back and he goes, I go, that set was crazy, man. I was crushing. He goes, yeah. It was good. And he goes, I go, what do I gotta do? Like, what do I like? What it like? Yeah. And he goes, I don't know nothing about you.
Oh,
tell me who you are.
Wow.
He goes, you're funny motherfucker, but I don't know anything about you. Who are you?
That's awesome.
And I swear to God, bro, when I got back to my apartment, I couldn't sleep because it fucking,
who are you?
It made me
That's
like,
so interesting.
Yeah,
I have
dude.
A similar story,
I was just
though.
Like, what? And then that's where I wrote the orange chicken joke, and that's where I wrote I'm half white, half Asian, which means my dad's in the military. Yeah. So now I'm telling you my story just for him. I did this for him.
Yeah.
So now you know my dad's in the military.
So
my
Holcomb
mom's Asian.
Is your biological father in some sense.
Yes.
Do
and if it wasn't for Corey
Rolex
doing that to me, huh?
Do you send him a Rolex every year?
I should.
Because he deserves it.
I talk about him all the time. I called him the other day, and I always thank him because he's brilliant, bro.
He's so funny.
And then But that's where it comes from. I'm half white, half Asian. You know, my dad's in the military, and I did the
joke.
My dad, my dad's indirectly racist because he, you know, my stepdad is who I was talking about. He's from West Virginia. He would give the worst compliments. He was like, you know, I married your mom, right? I'm like, why? Because I love Chinese food. She's Filipino. Rice is rice. Like all that shit is his. That's really my uncle. That's really my stepdad. He would always say rice is rice. So I did that joke, and it's like, that all came from Corey Holcomb.
Is that the
And that
show
was
stuff?
That fucking night, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I was going to ask, those jokes you just said, is that the Tonight Show?
That one was my Live from Seattle. I did that on Live from Seattle. And then Orange Chicken I did on the Tonight Show.
Because you were saying the Tonight Show was the thing that like you really felt
that's where
you
my,
hit the next level,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's, I couldn't believe how many people were watching the Tonight Show. So I was working at Nordstrom Rack shelving shoes, and it was like every other person was like, oh my God, you were so funny last night.
Wow.
You're like, tell my manager.
I swear to God.
That's so cool. That's so funny. You have this. So I have a story similar to this, and not to go tit for tat here because it's not as cool. But when I first moved to LA, I was at Flappers Comedy Club. We all know it. It's in Burbank. And they did auditions, and they offered feedback at the end, right?
Oh,
so
nice.
I did 3 minutes. And I was like, in my head, I go, 3 minutes, let me get as many jokes out as possible.
Yeah.
And I had a great set. And then the booker at the time was giving notes, and I went in line, and same thing. He goes, you were funny, but like there's no substance. Anybody could tell those jokes and they're not unique to you at all. Nothing about those makes you, those are Trevor Wallace joke. This was 2015, but he just goes like, anybody could tell those jokes.
Yeah.
Like, and it's there's no substance of who you were. And I remember hearing that note, be like, yeah, what the fuck do you know?
Yeah.
I did well. I got the most laughs out of anybody, blah, blah, blah. But then as time goes by, you're like, oh yeah, you're not learning anything about me. They're just quick. There's no background to it.
Yeah.
And that note made more and more sense as I went along.
Yeah.
And now I feel
like,
because
sometimes when you take notes like that, like early in your career, right, you almost feel like, oh, you're a hater. Like, that's how I felt. I swear to God. Like, it hurt me so bad when Corey said that to me, because I was just like, oh, what a fucking... And there's three other comics that... Well, two other comics that made me feel like you're kind of hating, but I still... You know, to this day, I compliment him. Joe Torre, and then, of course, Corey Holcomb. And then Cedric was the other one. But Cedric, like, straight up made me feel fucking amazing when I opened for Cedric.
Yeah, what did Cedric say?
I opened for him this is so long ago. My son was one, so that's like 19 years ago, at a casino. And it was sold out, bro. It was like, I think 4,000 people, man. It was packed. Yeah. And I'm backstage, and they call me up, and I smashed. I remember wearing a bright orange track jacket, because my whole thing was, because I always handed out flyers. Yeah. That was my thing. I would hand out flyers all day. I didn't try and sell shit. I would try and hand out as many flyers. Like it was Halloween, I was handing out candy.
Tonight, this place.
Yeah. Oh, man, to this day, if you ask comics from the Laugh Act, they'll always say Joe Coy was out front handing out flyers. That's all I did. I didn't give a fuck.
Just to get people
in the
door.
If I had a flyer in my hand, I'd be pissed. Yeah, I had to go home with no flyers. That was my goal.
But flyers for you, right?
Like your only Joe Coy, yes. MySpace.com. Yeah, MySpace.com.
Like the headline dates?
No, just spots. I wanted people to go home going, who is that guy again? Like that. I didn't want anyone leaving, like, describing what I look like. I wanted them to know my name, so I would just hand them out.
And after the show.
After the show.
He wasn't getting people in. He was handing out.
After the show.
Look me up.
Yeah. Wow. So all I did was I wore a bright orange jacket, because my whole thing is I want to make sure that they know it's me. So it's the guy in the orange jacket. So I wore this bright orange Adidas jacket, and I go up in front of Cedric, and I fucking crushed so hard. Like, standing O, man.
Yeah.
And
saying it was a feature?
I was a feature, yeah.
But I'm saying, dude, that's an insane thing to do.
Imagine you're about to go out and your feet's getting standing up.
Yeah.
You're like,
fire.
Yeah. Standing O, bro. Full on standing O, man.
That's so sick. Okay.
And I was just like, I remember, like, in my head when they stood, I was like, looking. My son's mommy was backstage, and I was just like, oh, in my head, I'm like, oh, Seth's gonna put me in a movie. Like, you know what I mean? Just, you know, you think so many thoughts, and it's only like three seconds when you got all these thoughts.
You're looking at your wife and like, take out the trash.
Yeah,
look at it.
Yeah. Wash my clothes, bitch. These socks are stiff.
Yeah.
And I remember in my head, I'm like, Seth ain't gonna fall this shit. Seth's gonna eat his dick on stage. Really. Like, so why wouldn't you think that?
Of course.
Right? And all this is in a matter of 3 seconds. It's like, you look at people standing and you're thinking all these thoughts, and then you look to your left, right? Because that's where
and the standing over for him?
No, that's Cedric's on the side of the stage, fully dressed up, fedora, just matching outfit.
Yeah. So sick.
And he's rubbing his hands and he's bouncing like this. He's just bouncing, man. And then I walk towards him, right? And I'm like a little nervous because I'm, fuck, you know? Yeah, he's going to say something like, what the fuck, man? Why'd you... The first thing he says, that's what I'm talking about, Joe Coy. Make me work for this motherfucking money tonight. Let's go, Joe Coy. Way to do that shit. Bring that shit, boy. And that's then he walked out. And I remember that was the minute I realized, like, I need to be him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't ever be scared of anyone that's in front of me. Well, and I've always maintained that. Like, when I go on the road, I make sure that the person in front of me can only get a standing O or do better than it's my goal to make sure no one remembers their name.
I think you never crush harder than when somebody there you go. When somebody is either the only times you really want to go extra hard on stage is when somebody ahead of you is either crushing or bombing.
Yeah.
Because when you're bombing, you're like, oh, I'll pick him up, let's get it going.
Yeah.
But if they're crushing, you're like I used to bring him on the road, but he's been doing it longer than me. Crazy thing to follow, right?
Yeah.
But I'm in the back, like, okay, I'm starting this, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I know your feature. I did a show with Joey maybe 10 years ago at the San Jose Improv.
Yeah, you don't even understand. My features have always been beast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I take Batch. Who else? I took Matt Rife on the road.
Oh,
I took, God, man, I took so many Chris. I took so many like powerhouses in front of me. And I love that because it's
smart.
That's who I want. Yeah, it's like it's Cedric,
makes for
bro.
A good show.
Yeah,
it makes
dude.
For a good show, but also,
and it makes you good. You're like,
like
you can't say you're a headliner when you can't follow
your feature.
You can't follow your feature. You can't call yourself a headliner. Like you got to be able to follow.
The person I bring too is like a person I could also like talk shop with me as well, which I think is super important too. Like you get back to the green room, the shows are over, you're talking like it's fucking tagged and what, and then you're sort of like helping each other. But if you bring
everybody
someone
benefits.
That sucks, you bring someone that sucks, you're like. You can't talk about comedy with this person.
Yeah. You're like, go get me a vanilla iced Americano dry.
Make it dry, you bitch. Yeah.
And say dry. You don't say dry, we're cutting minutes.
Say dry.
Goddamn.
So what's next for you? What are you working on? I mean, you're...
So I got the special that I'm going to shoot for Netflix.
And that's on top of the pyramids in Egypt? Where are you doing that again?
We're shooting on top of the pyramids of Egypt.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And how many it's called On Top of the World. Yeah, yeah.
That's, how many people are going to be there? 1.2 mil?
All of Egypt. So yeah, we can't get a proper head count.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
It's already bought and paid for.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
Have you ever rented a pyramid?
Twice.
It's insane.
I went to a Bass Pro Shop once.
It's out of this world.
Because they were built by aliens.
Yeah.
We're doing comedy here.
Yeah, man.
So let me ask you this. At what point in my career do I get to start flying private?
No, I told you this when I first met you, man. You guys are so talented.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, and I love watching the guys coming up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I said it years ago about Mateo Lane. I told my agents 6 years ago or 5 years ago. Not that long. Like right before the pandemic, I saw him. So like 4 years ago, right? Yeah. I told all my agents and managers, I was like, hey guys, this guy's the fucking shit. Get him.
You see people that just got that star power and it's you know within seconds.
It's not even star power. It's just you're fucking funny.
Good.
Like, but you embody it, you embrace it, you are, it's you.
Yeah.
It's not like you're doing this act. It's like you're just yourself and that is the act.
Yeah.
Star power in the sense of they're confident and they're just crushing.
Yeah. And you can just see someone that's just
right, they got
naturally
it.
Funny. Yeah, it's just it. you talk and you're just doing it.
And also Mateo too is like, I think now because comedy has become such a business, you need to be past funny and past like what you had to do 30 years ago. 30 years ago, in my opinion, you had to crush. Right?
Yeah.
But now it's like you have to crush, but you also have to be crazy business savvy. Like all the people that are doing crazy numbers right now, think about all of them. They're all very business savvy.
Yeah. Their personality is very strong on and off stage.
And you're like a
good
person.
That's what we learned from you guys though. That's what's cool about this little tit for tat.
Yeah,
you guys are smart, man. Like, I mean, you know, remember, I had business cards. Like, that's what I had to pass out. You guys have everything. You can edit shit. Like, I had to hire an editor and just for a videotape. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I remember going to this guy's house and he had, like, these video recorder editing things. You know, and I just remember going, whoa, that's the future. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just like.
Floppy disk? Hey.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Beta Max.
I burnt this on a DVD-R for you. I'm like, wow. He goes, write your name on it with a Sharpie. That's like, you know, you guys are editing shit with filters and sound and all this on your phone. Like it's, but you guys are not only are you doing it, but you're good at it. Like, you're so good.
Well, you have to find a way to promote, one, you're funny, and two, promote shows. And the amount of show flyers people see, show flyers do nothing. So my head, I go, all right, let me take a one-minute stand-up clip, and at the end, we'll slap on the tour dates, because then you get laughter.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like, oh, you laughed? Oh, there's some tour dates. But if it's just a flyer, you're like, oh, you're doing a comedy show? I didn't laugh at the flyer. What's so funny about you? So I always think about what's the content first and what's the marketing second.
Yeah.
People like what they see. They're going to want to go to what's promoted at the end.
Yeah.
So in a sense of like flyering and doing all that back in the day, you want it to be remembered. It's like, you will remember me. Now I'm like, you will laugh and here's the ticket.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dual-sided thing.
Yeah.
You can do one or the other, but you got to merge the two.
I love that you're telling me this. I sold out the forum, so... Thank you for telling me how to push tickets.
A forum? Like, was it a Reddit forum? No, I'm saying...
I'm joking.
I'm talking to the people behind you.
Yeah.
Which is everybody.
No.
You're on top of the world. Pyramid.
Pyramid.
But I'm saying for us to find the new age of promoting.
Yeah, but the way you guys do it is so good. Like, I always compliment this guy. I do. You're so good, man. It's crazy. And Batch is another one.
Yeah.
Batch is just so like, good, it's like you guys speak this language that I can't
just
learn
connect,
it. I really cannot learn it. I try my hardest. You know what I mean? The ideas are in my head, but the way you guys go from your ideas to actually making it happen is it's insane.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. It's so dope. So I can't wait to see the next. You know what you're about to do, because it's gonna blow up
fast. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
is it really? Do you pinch yourself? Because I got on such a deep dive with you.
Really?
Yeah, man. I was just so it was crazy. Like, I didn't know who you were, bro. Mm-hmm. I went to. I hate people that say shit like that too, by the way. But I really didn't know who you were.
People are like, my boyfriend's a huge fan.
Yeah, I hate
bring
that
him
shit.
In. Yo, why the fuck are you the meet and greet, bitch? Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Why are you the meet and greet?
It's such a stupid thing to say.
Oh, I didn't know who you were, but I thought you were funny.
Yeah,
why are you saying the first part?
Yeah, man.
God.
Dude, can I take a picture for my mom.
For my coworkers.
No, bitch,
we can take one for you. You're the one that came up.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna jerk off to it later, dude. Don't fucking lie to me.
No, but I went on a deep dive with you because it's like, you know, I've heard of you. Mm-hmm. Enrique told me about you, and I'm just like, Trevor. Trevor's here at the factory. I'm like, okay, who's Trevor? And I remember opening up your thing, and I was like, oh, this guy's funny. And then I started like watching because it was like consistent. You're like, God damn, this guy's good.
It's my goal.
And then I went on a deep dive, and I think I went all the way back to your like high school college photos. Days.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And like you were even funny there. It was like you already had something there.
I'm just giving out substance
in your dorm, right? Like you were, right?
Yeah.
Am I making this up? But it was just like, I was like, God damn, this guy already knew what he was without even knowing what he was.
Yeah,
I think you were just doing it for fun.
Yeah, a little bit.
And then it became, oh, I'm a thing. Like,
well, I remember I did stand up for the first time when I was 17. And after that moment, I was like, how do I make this a living? How do I make this a career?
Yeah.
And I made my first video in college when I was a sophomore on Vine. And then a few of those started to get some traction. I go, this is all I want to do. I want to figure out the stand up vertical and I want to figure out the videos. And just how do I just merge these until that's all I'm doing?
Yeah.
If I can make a career out of this, I remember in college, my sophomore year for a communications class, it's the dumb ones. I was in that class.
That's what I took.
Yeah. But
can I tell you why I took communications?
To talk to people. But
no, I'm being serious.
That's exactly how I did it. There was people in that class. They were talking. The class, the paper, the whole thing. They're shaking. They're sweating. I'm up there, notes, riffing, crushing.
Same here.
I get it.
And you know what I talked about? Bo Jackson breaking his hip. I swear to God, really? That was my speech. Yes. To this day, I remember it.
He had a metal hip, right?
Yeah, he had a whole hip replacement. But that was my speech. And the only reason why I took it is because I was like, I need stage time and I need to get in front of like.
Yeah. I got to work on this Bo Jackson bit.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And broad daylight, Tuesday at 9 a.m. I need to get this bit out.
Yes.
So I remember doing that. Everybody, the first assignment was to talk about what your dream job was. I went to San Jose State. I'm not a smart kid. Shout out to San Jose.
Did you do 4 years?
Four and a half.
Wow.
Maybe five. I don't know.
Yeah.
Definitely six.
I graduated in four, but I was still taking classes online.
Yeah.
I'm a DeVry baby. Anyways, I went to San Jose State, but I was up there and everybody was giving a presentation on what their dream job was.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking these big jobs, six-figure jobs. And I remember I was presenting to the class that I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. And I remember the highlight because we had to talk about the salary. And it goes, stand-up comedians can make anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000 a year. And I remember being like, dude, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And now you sneeze and you make that much money. That's what you paid the valet guy out front.
Yeah,
dude,
man.
Dude, he lost 20 grand to be here.
It's so funny. Yeah, I know. My agent just called. He's like, why are you there?
You're doing what?
Yeah, he's like, why and when are you leaving?
But it wasn't even a valet
guy. I just gave a guy money and I was like, watch my car. He's like, dude.
Yeah.
He goes, I have my own car. I'm like, just stay here until I come out.
Joe Coy. Yeah. EJ. But I remember learning that in the communication class, that it was like $10,000 to $30,000. And I was like, dude, that's pretty chill.
Yeah,
dude,
man.
And everyone's going to disagree with me, or maybe not. 30 grand to do your dream.
Yeah.
I'll take that any fuck. Anyway, I would rather make 30 grand doing
free.
That.
I literally would do this
Give
for free.
Give me a Rolex.
No.
I would literally do it for free. I love it so much.
But that's what people ask me. And this is such a weird thing. It'll be like, what are your hobbies? I'm like, I don't know. I just like to work. And they're like, yeah, but like, what do you like to do? I go, I like what I do for a job so much that I don't see this as like this tedious, like, fuck, I got to clock in, clock out.
Do you have hobbies? What do you do to get away from it? Because we don't get away from this and we want to blow our brains out. So like, what do you do?
I don't know. I like to eat and I just like to think. It's the weirdest shit. So I'm constantly just trying to be creative, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Like, so just thinking. It's crazy. Like, I would be insane if I didn't have a stage to talk on.
Yeah. When you're thinking, is that like a walking around? Or is that meditating? What does that look like?
That's why I always lose shit. I lose everything. Like, it's I'm literally in my head just thinking about, like, my set. Or I'm thinking about this.
You're never present.
No. Like, I'm constantly thinking. Like, right now I'm thinking. Yeah. Like, I have this studio that I'm building, and it's just like, oh, yeah, I could do this.
My notes app is
crazy.
And
then I'm getting inspired by this.
Yeah.
I'm getting inspired by this. Like, looking around, I'm like, okay, cool. I have a trash can filled with shit. Got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it'll set it off. You
have
know?
The windows boarded up like we're in a trap house in Tarzana. But... So, I mean, do you go on vacation? Because the problem is when you travel every day, you're like, I don't want to be on a flight. Yeah. I want to be at home.
Yeah.
So, but do you like, do you have a go-to place where you like to vacation or just be like, this is Hawaii. Where I see, I love Hawaii. I tell him that it's the best place to ever go.
Hands
he's
down.
Like, he's like, it felt like Fort Lauderdale. I'm like, you're an idiot.
I went to the wrong place.
I love Hawaii.
Yes.
It's that's
everything. And Lahaina, that, we're coming. Believe me, we are planning. I know I've said it, but when the plan is complete, believe me, we're bringing the money and we're going to get it to the hands place. Of the people that need it. Lahaina. Yeah. Everyone, please remember Lahaina.
Yeah.
And Guam, you guys. I just sent money to Guam too, so make sure you guys take care of Guam too. These people are not being seen, and there's still people like without what electricity, and you know what I mean. Like Guam got hit hard with these hurricanes, and these schools don't have lights and shit. So like, it doesn't take much, man. It doesn't take much to just help some people out, man. All you have to do is call a school in Guam and just donate to that school. You're doing great. $100, $10, whatever you can.
Yeah.
There's a lot of schools in Guam that don't have lights and books and shit. They got hit really, really hard. Yeah. And people forgot about it. You know what I mean? And of course, Lahaina as well, man. Come on, man. We can help these people. I'm sorry to bring it down like that.
No, dude.
You're such a good guy. I'm like, I need to be better.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I bought a chocolate bar of a child recently.
All right, pause. Maybe cut that out. What happened?
At the store, they're selling chocolate bars.
Yeah, yeah.
And I gave him a fuck.
All right.
Chocolate bar wasn't physically on the kid.
Exactly. All right.
Like, he's like, that's a nice chocolate bar, kid.
Listen, I got to break these details down.
How do I pick that up without my hands?
Jesus Christ, bend over.
And this guy was selling chocolate, and I said, get away from me, you child. And I threw a five at him.
All right, just
but I'll take that as a philanthropy event.
Just as long as this kid's not on an island, I'm fine with it.
Oh, God. You got a favorite, you love food. You got a favorite restaurant in town? You got a favorite place?
I don't.
Nothing?
I don't. Well, there is one spot and I'm not going to give it out. Ooh. So I'll give it to you off camera.
There we go.
But I'm going to gatekeep, and I hate gatekeepers, but this one I want to keep.
Okay.
Because my last.
Is it a low key place and that's why?
Yeah, it's low key.
Okay, good.
I already told Batch and God damn it.
He's already blowing it up.
Well, he went and it started getting a little packed, and it's a little too packed for me. So
what is it like?
I'm not going to tell you that.
I will tell you off camera.
It's just a spot that I like.
I'm going to laugh so hard if it's like a Capital Grill.
It's
like, you try these fish fillets.
Hey man,
like,
do you guys like cheesecake? That's all I'm saying.
They went to Hawaii and ate Cheesecake Factory.
Yes,
no,
I did.
You didn't.
Dude, I went to the wrong place. Okay?
Yeah, you sure the fuck did.
I went in the heart of Honolulu and didn't like venture out.
Yeah.
I didn't venture. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not good at traveling. I go, I land, I do shows, I go home. I'm so bad at
traveling. He FaceTimes you go, you know they serve drinks and pineapples?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm fucked up,
man.
Bye.
Yeah. God, I love
it. Dude, I had the most average time and it's my fault.
Yeah.
I need to go back with you.
Dude,
and you need
so
to show me what's happening.
Amazing beaches.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Dude, I fucked up. I'll be the first one to admit.
All my nieces and nephews.
Can I be your niece?
Yeah, how do we get in the family?
Let me 14 be your niece and nephew.
Can I be your step nephew?
Yes.
Not sexually?
Yes.
Or sexually, dude. I'll watch that.
Just put some chocolate on your body. Let me take it off you.
God damn.
So with I'm always interested in this. Like you're doing so fucking well. You have a kid. How do you I mean, your kid is older now, but when he was younger, how did you manage that? I'm asking for advice for myself. Okay, good. Thank you.
One of the things you said, you had a 1 year old when you're with Cedric. Was that the 1 year old?
He was just born. Yeah.
So you look at your son and be like, I'm crushing.
No, man, that was a scary time. That was a scary time. But I was glad. I was glad I had him. But three jobs. I was working at Nordstrom Rack, Borders Books, and I was cleaning yachts on Marina Del Rey, all at the same time, and doing stage time at the Laugh Factory. Oh my God, I forgot about my come up, but Tiffany too. Tiffany was, her and I are like this, you know?
Really? Oh, yeah.
She used to watch my son.
Really?
Yeah, so it was like Gabe, Tiffany's Kev, Tiffany. So just imagine my class and here I am still just.
So the same way that you have somebody watch your son is what I do when I leave my cat for the weekend. I live alone and I'm like, hey, Madison, these shows ain't gonna sell themselves. I gotta leave the cat at the house, you know?
That's so funny.
I drop the cat at my parents' house, they're like an hour away, and then I just drive back. So what would you do? Would you take your son with you?
No, I got my best friend is, you know, my son's mommy. So we're divorced.
Gotcha.
But, you know, she's my best friend, dude. I bought her house in front of my house.
Did you really?
Yeah, she lives right in front of my house.
And then you see
the craziest shit. And I'm
like, you see a different parked car and you're like, who the fuck?
Yeah.
A Hummer too? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is that a Patriot sticker on the back?
It's hilarious. No, you're stupid. Motorcycle?
with
different parts? He put this fucking thing together?
With these handlebars?
Fucked up. But, No, I and whoever she dates, it's all good, man. I didn't even think about that.
In my head,
like
I'm like, where did your son go? It's like, yeah, there's.
And we've always been just great. I always told her that no matter what happens in my career, you don't have to get a lawyer. I will increase whatever support. Yeah. That, like, I will take care of you. We're gonna be.
You make me want to be better.
Yeah. Well, it's not that hard. Well, I come from a divorced, you know, divorced parents, and I know how shitty that feels as a child. And I told Angie, that it's never gonna happen to our son. And we're not going to separate our families like the way my mom's family and my dad's family are. Like, my mom's family and my dad's family don't talk. So I don't even know my dad's side. Like, all I know is my mom's side. I know my dad, and, you know, I know I have an uncle, and but we were never close. Like, I don't know them. We never got Christmas gifts. We never got anything. We never went to their house for any holidays. It was always my mom's side. So I told, that's why I do these big trips on Hawaii.
Yeah.
I fly all of her nieces and nephews, and I fly all my nieces and nephews, and they're all so best friends.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I've been doing it since they were tiny.
It's just so cool because you are gone so often and always on the road, but that when you show up for the family, you bring everybody together.
Oh, I bring everybody.
It's an unofficial family barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, that's awesome.
It's massive.
That's so cool.
It'll be like 2-3 weeks in Hawaii. It's cool.
So, yeah, let me know when you're there. I'll just pop in. I didn't even notice.
We would love it, man. Yeah.
I'll just pop in.
Please.
Yeah, what's up? God, that's awesome. So,
yeah, man. Wow. But anyway, what you were saying about the kid, man, it was rough. Yeah. It really, really sucked. I hated it. There were birthdays I missed out of greed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was taking dates on his birthday and just like, because, you know, you would just take any gig and then you were like, fuck, April 21st.
Well, you say yes first before you look at the actual calendar.
Yeah.
There's a work calendar and your life calendar.
And then the date would show, and then it's the date and you're like, oh, it's my son's birthday. Fuck, you know what I mean? And then you're buying them basketball tickets to make up for it. And you're just like, but it wasn't on his birthday. We're going on a Tuesday.
And it's not even about the game. They don't want to see. He's like, he just wants to be with you.
Yeah, and it would crush me,
but
man.
But now he travels with you from what I see.
And now he sees why I did it. And that makes me feel good. Yeah. That makes me feel so good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because there was a time where he didn't know what that was. He's just like, what the fuck is
it? What is an Omaha funny bone? Yeah. Like, first of all, it's a Smoothie King arena. Yeah. You watch your mouth.
Yeah. He would even be backstage and be like, what is this? Like, he was so young, he didn't understand it. He was like, what the fuck? And now he's like, he loves it. He gets it. He's like, oh, I love this. He sees what his dad did.
Because I love to ask super successful people like that, because it's like, because I'm single now, but I had a girl for like a year and on this like kind of crazy tour, and he's on a crazy tour, and it's like, it's so hard to deal with everything we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis with like managers and agents and dates and how the ticket sales, and we have to post and edit, and then also it's like you have a whole nother quote-unquote job that sounds fucked up, but you know what I mean, like with your like girlfriend, your wife, and it's like so much all of the time.
Yeah, man.
So I love to like just ask people that have done it right to just be like, is there any advice in that arena?
Yeah, like, just enjoy the ride, right? And just remember that it's for that one reason, right? It's that dream that you're living.
And
the cool thing about kids, man, is they will write the story. You don't ever have to tell them. You know what I mean? That's the fucked up thing about divorce, right? Like, the parents will always feed the kids information, right? Your dad did this, your dad did that.
And then the dad be like,
your mom did this and your mom did that. Yeah. And then the kids are just looking at life and they just
kids
see
like,
it.
Just pick me up from soccer practice. No, I don't care who did what.
Yeah, that's funny. No, what I'm saying is they go through life and they see the truth. They go, oh, I see why dad divorced you. Oh, I see why mom... Stop, like they see it and then they write the story. They understand.
Well,
right?
Dude, I got like when I, cause I'm come from a family divorce, right? So my it's the same thing. Mom would say stuff, my dad would say stuff, and then you get to, you become an adult.
Yes.
Or an adult, quote unquote, and then you understand how actually life works.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, you were saying when I was 10, you're kind of not emotionally available. So this is why you said, and you're kind of like a megalomaniac. Yeah. So you said, this is why you said
exactly.
This.
And
so
then you just, correct. You make the, you yes. understand because you lived it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So all the information they give you is just like, it's out the door. You're like, no.
Yeah.
I know what happened. I get it. But unless there's some deep, dark secret that you're not telling me.
In like a shed.
But what you showed me through, like, yeah.
Hell yeah. Exactly. Chocolate.
I looked underneath that rug.
We saw it.
And I saw the door.
We saw the man.
I saw the door underneath the rug.
There was a man laying under the rug just staring at me.
Yeah.
Getting a note that says, we saw it is so funny.
But yeah, so that's why. Yeah. And like, I was never, I just knew that if I just stayed true to myself and like followed what I knew that I wanted to do with my life and just be good to his mommy and good to him, he'd be like, I get it, dad. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get it. So cool. I fucking get it, Dad. Yeah. I see why you missed that basketball game. I get it.
But was there ever a moment where you're like,
now we're getting drunk in London? I get it, Dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's gotta be for his birthday. O2 Arena, so we're good.
Yeah.
But was there a day you're like, yeah, but Daddy's got a Ferrari. Vroom, vroom, get inside.
Yeah.
I get you every other weekend. But what about this Tuesday?
Bro, that's so crazy you said that, because I was doing that.
Really?
Because the money was just coming. And, you know, it's new money. You know, you went from selling shoes to like, I have too much money. Let me buy a Mercedes, right? Yeah. And I was doing that.
Relatable.
And my son was in the car seat. This is why I know my son's a gift from God. He was in the car seat, and I traded in, so dumb, dude. I traded in my BMW that I just got for a 550, right? Mercedes, right? Fully loaded, right? And it was for my son, but it was for me. It was like, yeah, but my son will have his DVD player and he's got reclining seats and blah, blah, blah.
I remember the DVD player, but it's nice.
Yeah. It doesn't have a Super Nintendo in it. And I remember picking him up at school, and he puts his car seat on. And you're going to love this, because it's going to go back to what I was saying earlier. And I think this is why I'm so addicted to what I do now.
Porn.
My son got me into porn. It's crazy. No. So
it's clip nuts. It.
Yeah. So I pull up, get him from his school. He's putting his car seat in. And I'm like, nice car. I can't remember, man. I can't remember, honestly. Yeah, but he was a kid. He was a little boy putting on a car seat, right? And I don't know if it's a booster seat, but I think it was a booster seat. So whatever age that is. And I remember as he's putting it on, and I go, you like it? Right? Because I just bought my condo cash, right? Yeah. So it's like, I don't need a house. Yeah. I got the condo, and I got, I got bullshit money. Let's go. My son thinks dad's cool.
Yeah.
And then he puts the thing on, and he goes, I go, you like the car? He goes, why'd you get another car? He went like that. He goes, why don't you buy a house? I swear to God.
No, he didn't.
Bro.
That's
on your, my son.
Your son is a gift
on my
from God.
Son. And I go, and I remember
your
it hit me so hard.
Your son's middle name Zillow?
Yeah. He's
a real estate agent.
Zillow
Herbert. Why don't you get a house?
Zillow Herbert.
That's wider than me.
He's got cards. He hands them out.
Flyers.
His motto, is, I better not have a card in my hand or I didn't do my job. Yeah. I swear to God. It's in quotes. He goes, I swear to God. This is what he said. And remember, he's going to like a private school. Yeah, so his friends have houses.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And I have this condo. It's a dope condo, by the way, right? Yeah. It's sick.
I can hear you telling your son that. It's a dope condo.
It is.
We got an Equinox in the first floor.
No, we got bay windows that look at the mountain, bro.
It's a
like
water
it's paid bed. Off, right?
Ocean hills.
Yeah.
Pick your view.
It's so dope. I gave it to my sister. I just wanted to throw that in there. he puts his seatbelt on and he goes, why don't you get a house? I go, Joe, we got a house. We got the condo, dude. It's dope. And his room was dope. He had a basketball hoop in his room. Yeah, I made it so dope. Michael Jordan painted
deck.
On the wall.
Race
like, he's
car
got
bed?
Everything. Huh?
Race car bed?
He had a bunk bed that he picked
out. Bed.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking
about?
Facts.
It was made by Maserati. It was a Maserati
bed.
Well,
you took a Maserati off the street and you chopped the top off.
And I chopped it in half.
The purple mattress.
Yeah. And the guy that owned it, I was like, get the fuck out
get
of this
out
car.
Here.
This needs to be a bed.
Joe Coy.
Yeah, do you
Arena,
not know who I am?
Egypt.
Give me the keys. And then, and he goes, no, a house with a pool, Dad. Damn. It was like that. Like a pool, like so I could swim. And
how quiet was that ride home after
bro,
that?
Bro, I felt like shit. And I swear to God, his uncle, I can vouch for all this.
Yeah.
His uncle, I called him that night. I go, we need to look for houses, man. We literally drove around all day just looking for houses, just driving around. We went to open houses and shit.
Yeah.
And then it was right at the end of the night, this guy was folding how the real estate guy folds his shit, right? I go, is there anything I can look at it real quick? I'm sorry we're late. And he was like, are you really going to buy? Or like, you know, he was being a dick.
Yeah. And you go, Mercedes
and I go,
bed.
Well, I go, yeah, I go, Mercedes.
Yeah,
I broke another
now.
Lease for this. All right. I got bullshit money. And then he took off, right? He left.
Yeah.
And then we went in. Like me and his uncle just went in to look at it, right? Without him. And we were like, and I remember when I walked on that property, I go, this is mine. I'm buying it.
Wow. So cool.
And then, and I didn't have the money. I didn't have the money for it. And
I
lied to the
like
real estate
t-shirts
agent.
At TJ Maxx. I put it on. I'm like, this is mine. I'm buying it.
That's so funny.
That's wow,
I didn't have
man.
The money, by the way. I lied.
Really?
Uh-huh. I lied. Yeah. So that's a crazy story too, by the way.
What do you lie?
I told the real estate agent that I had the money for it, and we just kept. I kept taking him through the ringer until the day I had to give the money.
Oh wow!
Man.
You're calling your agent like we need to do it now.
No, I couldn't even do that. We lied and we didn't get caught. We finally told him we didn't have enough, but I wanted to postpone it and take it off the market. This is twice I did that. I did it with the condo too. And then I lied. And then, so then the house, all the way up until we needed the money, and then they were like, we stopped. And then I go, I promise in 6 months we'll be back. But I did that just to take it off the market.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I did that. And then and then in 6 months, I got the money and I went back about the house. And this is the house that we're living in right now.
That's awesome. Really?
Yeah, man. And we used to sit on the lawn and just drink beers, me and his uncle. And we were like, I'm buying this fucking thing. I swear to God, I'm going to get this thing.
You would drink beers before you even owned it?
Oh, yeah. We would sit on that property.
Dude, all the neighbors with flashlights and shit. They're back.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm buying this shit.
What would you do if you walked in and your son goes...
And then I bought the house in front of
it. No tennis courts?
Huh?
What would you do if your son walked in and he goes, no tennis courts?
I know. There's a basketball court.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a crazy story. Awesome,
it is. I did it with the condo too. I did the same thing with the condo. I lied. I lied and said I had it. But I thought my stepbrother was going to give me money. He didn't. And then I was out. I didn't have any money. And then that's another story, man, how I got that. And but same thing.
Did you rob a bank?
I robbed a bank.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. What's up? Yep. Fuck Chase Bank.
Huh?
They couldn't catch you.
They couldn't catch me, man.
It was like the cartoon money's flying away.
I had a funny nose and mustache.
Yeah, they're like, that's clearly not Joe Coy.
They have no idea who I was.
That's Co Joy.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
You
got
such great stories. Oh, I would love to see you and Theo Vaughn go head to head. If you mix a Theo Vaughn story with your story, Theo's great. That's
love Theo, man.
Yeah, he used to record out of here. That's
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
man. He's great, man. We go way back. That's another guy.
Really?
Yeah, we go way back.
Well, I mean, it's probably so cool to see the people that you were really close with and watch them have their big pop.
Yeah.
And whether it's before you or after you, it's cool to just watch.
I remember when Theo first started going on stage at the Laugh Factory too.
Wow, really?
You know, he's a story guy, but I remember him going up at the factory and I'd just be like, that's the guy for the real world, right? Like,
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. You know,
yeah, and I saw him on Last Comic Standing years and years ago. And he still had the funny kind of like Southern point of view on life. But but once he tapped and found what his lane was, it was just unstoppable.
Yeah, he's beautiful to watch.
He's awesome.
Man. I love that guy.
So, like,
I love all those guys.
So yeah.
I love all of them. But the next gen, I love you guys,
hey,
man.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah. I'm going to shout some guys out too.
Please.
Man. Asif Ali.
Awesome. Hilarious.
I fucking Asif love
Ali
him.
He's great. He works his ass off.
I keep telling people, watch out for Asif Ali.
He's in a movie with Harry Styles and he's doing the fucking fourth wall.
Bro, let's just talk about his damn stand-up game. You know
he's
what I mean?
Like, yeah, he's so good.
That's all I care about. I can care less about anything else. He was in my movie.
Yeah.
But anything else. That's another guy, man. When I was doing the Chicago, what's the name of that venue in Chicago? What's the name of the venue?
Zanies. Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's just 100 seats.
Yeah.
So back in that day when I was doing that room before the United Center.
I was waiting for it. It feels too humble.
Yeah. It felt too humble. Yeah. I was like, I got to change it. Even what I said, I was like, I got to brag.
Yeah.
I got to brag. You know what I mean? It's an accomplishment.
Zanies 100 seater.
Yeah. So, but even then, like I was doing 100 and I remember him and his brother. This is a great story. You're going to love that. And then I'll be done. He came and he would watch my show, every show.
Asif?
Awesome, yeah. Before, I think he was barely doing stand-up. Like, he was, like six sets in. I don't know, maybe a year in, whatever it is, right? And he's watching every show. He's got a beanie on, his glasses, and he laughs.
Yeah, it's right? A great laugh, yeah.
And then he's got his brother, Muhammad, right? And he would come to every show. We'd just hang out. We'd eat every day. I just met him right there. Like, he was just so cool. We met him. And he's like, yeah, man. I remember the last day I was leaving. He was like, yeah, man, I'm going to move to Los Angeles. I'm going to be a comic, man. And my brother's going to be my manager. Remember, he's driving me in his brother's car, right? We're driving around
so
his brother's car.
So you can't say no.
Well, no. I am saying no because the car looked like your trash can.
Okay.
It was just shit everywhere. Yeah. Just shit everywhere.
Oh,
same
fuck.
Thing.
But humble
fucking
beginnings.
Bottle. Yeah, just fucking shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And I told him to pump your brakes, right? And I'm just being honest, right? I'm just like, hey, man, not yet. Work on it here. Then go to Hollywood. Like, imagine someone telling you, your brother, I'm going to make it as a comic, and my brother's going to be my manager.
People at the bus stop tell me that all the time.
And you're like, hold on, man. Like, that's a lot. You know, that's a lot of layers. Like, you work on stand-up. Let your brother work on management. Don't go as a team.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to now. It's like, his brother's his manager. And he's really fucking, yeah,
dude,
Muhammad.
Muhammad, have you, dude, Muhammad is so fucking cool.
Oh,
man.
Muhammad is so dope, bro. And just yeah. like them, they're just beautiful. And the fact that they had this dream and they're doing it,
man.
They did it. And they're doing it, bro. Awesome. And Asif is just a genius.
Who
and,
else are you on your radar that you're like, this is the next
Kev Herrera. I like Kev. Mm-hmm. Andrew Lopez.
Andrew Lopez is great.
Yeah.
You, King Batch. Who else? I think his name is. Oh God, I don't want to fuck his name up. Nicky Prince. He's another one that's
Let's get this right. Is it
under
Paris?
My radar?
Nicky Paris. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah,
guys.
You're right.
Nicky Paris.
Nicky
bitch Paris. On Instagram. He's fucking hilarious.
So good.
Dude, his energy
Nicky
is Paris. Great,
bro. Nicky Paris. Yeah, there he is. Yeah, Nicky Paris, bitch.
Yeah.
Dude, holy shit, he's another one.
He's a monster.
I just recognize people that are like God given, you know, naturally funny.
They're enjoying the process on stage and they're like connecting with the audience. Yeah. And it's like this moment.
Yeah, I'm tired of like people like vouching for people that aren't that good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many good guys out there that need that hand and need that yeah. shout out. And like, as you know, Asif is killing it right now, but where's his hour special? You know what I mean? Like, I've been talking to so many people about him, trying to get him an hour.
Yeah, would you ever do something that's like Joe Coy Presents and you put on like
I would love that, but like someone like a Asif Ali, like he deserves an hour. Like, fuck a 15 minute, a 10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy's proven. He's so good.
The
He's
last
not...
time I talked to him, I think it's in the works.
Well, if it is, it needs to hurry up. And if I could direct it, I want to. And by the way, this is something I've talked to him directly about too. Yeah. So, but I just want his name out there. And I love Fortune. I love, God, there's so many people and I feel bad I'm not mentioning them right now, but there's a lot that I just really, really love.
Yeah, dude, comedy, there's so many, like per capita, so many funny people. Like,
yeah, man.
So many funny people.
There are.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Two, you know, LA Sevens.
Oh, I'd love for you to jump on, man.
Dude,
you guys jump on.
Next movie?
Unannounced, just jump on. Like if you see me in a town and you want to go up, just
You doing
me.
MSG anytime soon?
I'm shooting my special in New York and I already did MSG.
Where?
I did MSG already.
What day are you doing this special?
I'm doing November.
November what?
I think November 10th and
11th. That's when I'm there.
I'm there too, dude.
November 10th and 11th.
Are you serious? What are you doing?
No, he's fucking around.
Oh, you did.
I leave November 2nd, but I'm just going out there just for a week.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm shooting my special and it's going to be Brooklyn. And the reason why I chose Brooklyn is, you know, I didn't want to do another arena. No, you don't. That, I didn't mean it like that.
I know you didn't mean it like that. I know you didn't, but it really fell into the character.
But I didn't want to do it like that because I just did back-to-back arena specials. And it's like now I want everyone to
change
see.
Change it up a little bit for the people at home. No, I'm not even being.
Well, not only that, but I want you to see a different dynamic, right? Like, I want you to see me in this different setting. And the way we're setting up the King's Theater for this one is going to be so sick. Stan Latham, shout out, the way he sets up his
is he directing it?
No, Stan, he's I just love Stan so much and he just love his body of work and
yeah, he's great,
you know. And then and he's just a great guy, but I'll always do stuff with Michelle Caputo and Shannon. Like they're my ride or dies till the wheels fall off. They were there when no one wanted me and I always want to do stuff with
them.
You
find your team, you stick with them.
Yeah, man. And we're just
really
good together. We just get it.
And they just know your voice and know exactly what you want.
Yeah.
And it's like you trust them. Dude, trusting someone to take your vision and executing it,
yeah.
If you find those people, there's no other reason to
find
anybody else.
Why would you
want to
find out when they work and they do it so well and they're only going to get better per gig?
Yeah. And the cool thing is they let me run.
Of course.
Yeah. And I love that. You know what I mean? They just, they hold my hand.
Take it personal when you're giving notes.
No,
man.
No, they love it. They love it. I could tell Shannon, you know, I want to direct this and it'll be my own, but I'll be like, oh, I want to take direction. She'll let me, you know what I mean? With no ego. She'll check her ego at the door. Like
yeah,
she's
yeah.
just that dope, you know?
That's awesome.
So, but those are just a few.
That's awesome. I think we just got two fan written in questions.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up.
Yeah, we
have a city council venue meeting to run tonight.
I'm getting a key for another city.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
renaming it? What is it again?
Huh?
What are they naming it again?
Joe Coy. The name of the city?
Yeah.
Joe
Coyland?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
Joe Coyland.
Town of
Bentonville?
Yeah. Something like that? Yeah.
It's the biggest amusement park.
I heard you just bought a Costco just to have.
I bought it because my refrigerator was too small.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So I was
that's
like,
true,
I need more food.
It's very cold in there. So
yeah.
I figured.
It's crazy.
I feel like you have a great fridge at home. all the best
drinks.
It's
beautiful.
I feel like there's rows of coconut water. Untouched. I will
untouched, the pink kind, the kind that's pink. Yes. Yeah, it's like virgin coconut.
Do you have peaches? I feel like you have peaches.
I grow them.
I fucking knew it, dude.
Inside the house, which is even crazier.
Yeah, I heard you have fake sunlight in your house. How does that work?
Yeah. But it's just a guy that does it.
I heard it's a guy, he takes a mirror and he just holds it outside and points it inside?
He operates the sun.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and it's all via drone, so... Tell me how he does it. I don't know.
Nor do I care.
So you're responsible for global warming.
I don't care about it.
Good.
You know what I mean?
That's wealth.
Yeah. I think it's not real. Yeah, let's go to some questions. It's not real. Oh, it's getting hot. Is it? All right, dude.
Is it really?
All right, dude.
A blonde guy yelling about global warming.
Hey, guess how
when
hot
your
it was.
Hair in, killed half the ice caps.
Hilarious.
That's why I did it.
Guess how hot it was in Vegas. This summer, the same it's always been every summer.
Let's go, dude. The earth is flat. Let's go.
Let's fucking go. Let's go.
All right, guys. We got a question today from Michael, who is early on in their comedy journey. And they say, I've been writing jokes and riffing to the point that it's 75% of my daily conversation now. Because of this, my friends now call me a bully and think I'm mean. I really just bust balls and call names, but I never mean harm. Am I in the wrong? Do I need to find a balance and chill out?
Yeah,
you need better friends. You need friends who can bust your balls, but they can also bust yours.
I would just like to say this though. This is an honest opinion. I think if you can bust balls in a way where you can let the other person know that you're fucking around. There's people that bust balls that don't let you in that they're fucking around.
Yeah,
and it can be construed as like, "Come on, man, I'm having a fucking shit day. What are you doing?"
Yeah, but are you funny bully? Or are you annoying bully that's trying to be funny?
Right.
Like, I've worked in several offices where it's the guy's the funny guy, and he's just the annoying, loud fucking guy.
Yeah, you walk up and he's like, guy, I fucked your girlfriend. You're like, what?
And that guy, I can't stand that fucking guy.
Pointing out things on your desk. Yeah. Ooh, pink highlighter. Hey, this guy. Yeah. What am I supposed to use? Yellow?
I think this is going to be an amalgamation of both those things. You might be bad at doing it. You also might have really sensitive friends. So maybe get a little better at busting balls and get less bitch friends.
Well, also, if he starts going into the open mic scene, like, you're going to find out that, like, maybe those busting balls moments are, like, more natural, or they're not as funny, or, you know, those might not be the people to do it with.
Yeah, man. And so, and also, another thing is just knowing when to do something.
Yeah.
Like, just be, like...
Read the room.
Be aware of that. Read the room.
Or self-deprecate first, then go at him.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I blank, 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 but you're a blank, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Boom, boom. 1-2 combo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a small cock, but so do you.
Good friend group.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
There we go. Metal attracts metal.
We did it. We solved global warming right there.
All right. So this next one is an anonymous submission. So they wanted to write in and not put their name on it. But their question
Then we shouldn't
here,
read it.
Yeah. Oh, but that's what's the fun part.
Oh, okay.
That's why we do it.
Yeah, that's why we shouldn't read it.
So this one's actually not even a question.
This is from Gabe.
He's just writing in, getting off his chest.
Yeah. So he says... my friend's mom walked in on me when I was sniffing her underwear.
No, come on. You thought of that. Yeah, I'm not even going to comment on that.
I'll comment. I'm into it. Wait, fucking UPS, you're not into that.
Dude, this guy's
into some
stuff. Sniffing your mom's underwear?
No, her friend's mom.
His friend's mom.
Oh, I thought he said my mom walked in on me sniffing her underwear.
Friend's mom. What the fuck?
You're back in. Oh, I'm back in.
Yeah, friend's mom. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
friend's mom.
So the mom walked in while he was sniffing her underwear?
Yep.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, he should have been like, lunch?
And just eat the panties?
Yeah, I would be like,
I was blowing my nose. I didn't see any tissues.
Yeah. He's like, is Steve here?
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Hold on.
This isn't Steve.
This isn't my Yankees hat. Yeah. Put it on your head.
Doesn't
it
smell and give her fucking health advice? I think there's too much yeast in this one.
I'm trying to be a gynecologist, so I'll just make sure the pH balance was good. pH water.
Sniffing
that's your stuff.
Your panties and saying, I'm practicing, is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Or you just go, that's not where I put my phone, and then you jump out of a window.
Penis doesn't smell like this. Ew. And then run.
Do you like this brand? Is it Japanese cotton?
Yeah, you smell it. You go
like
circle.
That. I like
back.
That. I love that.
Look at perfect ending. Or do we have another one?
Let them write in again and say, what did the mom say? What did he do? How did they resolve this?
And did they have sex? Because if they didn't, who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sick of it.
Joe Coy, thank you so much.
That was so much fun.
You didn't need to do this podcast. We're honored to have you on.
You're such a great guy.
I love you. I view you as a mentor and a friend, which is cool to say.
You're amazing.
Thank you so
much.
Both
of you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Do I get a gift?
Your car not being towed is the biggest gift. If your car is still out there, then we're on good terms.
I love it. You're the best, bro.
You don't need to plug anything, but if you want to, say it, but you sell out the fucking Cincinnati, so you don't need to.
I mean, are you working on a podcast coming up? I know you started one at a different studio, but then you didn't. It never happened, but like,
I never put my heart into the podcast because I just want to be known as a stand-up comic.
Yep. Beautiful. That makes sense.
That's it.
Yeah,
and no disrespect to the podcast game. I love it. I love going on them. It's just me personally. I don't want to be attached to a podcast.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Well, dude, look, you're fucking crushing it.
There we go.
Every time we send to bigger guests, to be like, we just had Joe Coy on. We're gonna play this clip of Stiff Socks and be like, oh, I'm in. So we'll probably have Gabe on and Kevin in the next week.
I love it.
But you know,
awesome.
Thank you so much, Joe Coy.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Peace, guys.